a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Vicky B. lived in a shtetl in Europe. And Vicky B., well, she spoke about other people. She would go to one neighbor's house and say, "Do you know what? Did you notice that the Cohn family just got a new icebox?" And then she'd say to another friend, "Did you see Miriam's new dress?" And sometimes she even said not nice things about other people. "I eat at the Schwartz family's for Shabbos lunch, and that chulent was the worst chulent I've ever had in my life." That was the way Vicky B. was speaking. Lots and lots of negativity. And one day Vicky B. came to visit the rabbi of the shtetl. She said, "Rabbi, maybe you can help me. My life just isn't fulfilling right now. I'm not feeling energized." "Vicky B., I have a suggestion for you," said the rabbi. "I think your life will feel much better if you are more careful about the words that come out of your mouth. Because if you are more positive, then your life will be more positive." Vicky B. said, "You're right. You're 100% right. I'm saying so many unkind words about other people that starting this second I'm taking upon myself that I will not utter a word for the next 40 days and 40 nights." What? The rabbi couldn't believe what she just said. She's not going to utter a word for another 40 days or 40 nights. Mm-hmm. And she didn't utter a word. When she walked back into her house, she waved hello to everybody. When she needed something, she pointed here and pointed there, because she had made a promise that she wasn't saying a single word for 40 days or 40 nights. The town felt a lot quieter during those 40 days and 40 nights. Because remember, Vicky B. was always talking, and most often about other people's business. Vicky B. was nearing the end of the 40th day and the night that preceded it. And she decided that she wanted to be at that rabbi's house when she finished her 40th day and night straight of not talking. She knocked on the door. And the rabbi said, "Who is it?" And there was no answer, because Vicky B. still couldn't talk. She knocked again. "Who is it? Who's there?" No response. She did it another time and another time, knocking, knocking, knocking. But she couldn't talk. The rabbi thought maybe it was a little kid playing a trick, knocking on a door and running away. But when he heard the knocking for a seventh time, he decided that he would go check out what was going on. And the rabbi opened the door, and there was Vicky B. making all different kinds of hand motions and pointing to her mouth, to her hands, to her watch. And he realized what was going on. She was not talking, and that's why she couldn't say who was at the door. She pointed on her watch to the fact that there was still 56 minutes left that she wasn't allowed to speak. And she sat in his house. His family was there. She waved. She used her hands and her feet, but she wouldn't talk. When there were 5 minutes left, the rabbi said to Vicky B., "Vicky B., come into my yard. I'd like to show you something." And she followed him outside to his backyard. And he walked her over to see a white bunny. It was fluffy and it was pretty and soft. And Vicky B. was wondering in her head, why is he bringing me to see his bunny? But she couldn't say it because she still had 3 minutes left of not talking. 2 minutes to go. The rabbi looked at the bunny and looked at Vicky B. and said, "Vicky B., this bunny also has not spoken in 40 days or 40 nights. This bunny is a bunny. You are a person. You didn't speak for 40 days and 40 nights. But your goal isn't to be like a bunny. The goal is for you to use your words. but use them carefully. Use them properly. Say kind words. Say kind things about other people. Otherwise, you're just like this bunny. Vicky B. spoke her first words, and she said, "Thank you. It's not just about not saying unkind words. Now I understand that it's about saying kind words. It's not about not talking at all." Vicky B. said, "Wow, now I know how I will be able to live happily. I will set free my words and hold back on hurtful and unkind words." In Parashat Metsora, we learn about how a person becomes tahor after being sent away from the camp for speaking Lashon Hara. And part of this process is that the person needs to bring two birds, and one of the birds is slaughtered, and the other bird is set free. The Sfat Emet quotes the Zohar that says that Nega'im come because of bad words and because of good words. The Shemen HaTov asks, why good words? We know how much harm can come from bad words. It could hurt people very badly. But we also have to remember how much harm can come from not saying good words. We could give people advice and encouragement and inspiration. And that's the message of the birds. Some words need to be slaughtered, cannot be said. And then there are some words, like that second bird, that need to be set free, that need to be brought out, that need to be stated. And a lesson that we can all learn from Parashat Metsora is that we all need to work on two kinds of speech. We need to get rid of the words that we should not say, and we need to set free the words that we should say. And may our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved brothers and sisters and chayalim in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.